Long COVID, burnout, anxiety, brain fog, different labels, same storms underneath for millions. Chronic inflammation, immune imbalance, and mitochondria exhaustion. Welcome to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi, where insight becomes action. Today, we're decoding how gut integrity, immunity, and the brain connects, and what practical steps can help you calm the loop and rebuild. My guest, Dia Schwartz, the founder of the Almighty Newt is here today. She's a certified neuroscience and integrative medicine expert, linking hard science to real-world healing. Dia, you called inflammation the science of language of imbalance. What do you mean by that?
Generally it's kind of the whole biology of burnout, so to speak. When you look at chronic fatigue, for example, depression or post-viral syndromes, we often see the same biological patterns repeating itself. Like it's a gut barrier that's been weakened, the immune system that won't shut off, and cells who, engine and energy engines, the mitochondria, just can no longer keep up. So your gut lining per se is supposed to be selective. It lets nutrients through and keeps toxins out. But viral aftermath, chronic stress, courses of antibiotics, and I'm not only talking about those antibiotics who you take when you're really sick and you need them. I talk about them, the ones you take, you don't want to take every day in your chicken or
Yeah.
in your food. Acid blocking medications, also called PPIs, and environmental toxin, certain immune challenges. All this can, especially in people who are weakened or have these conditions or consuming these kind of things, it can really loosen the tight junctions that one cell thin epithelial barrier. So tiny fragments of bacteria or undigested food, then it would enter the bloodstream and the immune system sounds the alarm. So they travel everywhere. They travel, those toxins, they travel to your brain, your hormones, your muscles, and it really can disturb, or it does disturb, serotonin, dopamine, and GABA production. So you get to think of tiny little holes in your gut, and all these toxins are going to be distributed without any protection into your whole body, and that causes massive inflammation. And then, the mechanism is on. It really links to sadness, to hopelessness, to depression. So, like, leaky gut, so to speak, is a cytokine spillover, and mitochondria causes mitochondrial slowdown and the neurotransmitter imbalance. It's a big thing, and it's not just, oh, I have a leaky gut. It really, it feeds into fatigue, anxiety, poor focus, mood swings, so many problems, and you don't even think that this comes from the gut, but there's hope. When you rebuild the barrier and you calm the immune loop, then your energy will shift, and your mood will shift, and you feel you have a life back. And this is when we really try to break that pattern, and it's very important to be aware.
Oh, it's so important to be aware. Now, before we go any further, how can we define leaky gut and why it turns into that vicious loop? Now, we went over some things today, but for people who are not familiar with it, that may not understand it, can we go over it in more simple terms for people that are unfamiliar? Because a lot of times I feel when we discuss leaky gut, if they get into more complex terms, it goes all over a lot of people's heads. And, if we can simplify it, what's the best way for you to, explain it?
Understood. So leaky gut, as I said, if you feel like, if you imagine your gut and you feel like there are tiny little holes in it, you will call it short, and it's kind of an increased intestinal permeability. Like there are tiny little, they're not really holes, but it's not tight enough. Yeah, like your gut wall is one intelligent lawyer of cells joining by tight junctions, and this microscopic gates that they decide what may pass and what may not pass. And when those gates are kind of dysregulated, larger than intended particles, what we need and what we want, right? Like food fragments, bacterial endotoxins, and certain whatever additives, they totally move into your bloodstream. And of course, that is that causes this immune system problem, because the immune system, when this happens, it reads it as a danger and it immediately releases cytokines. So over time, cytokines are like they activate the microglia in the brain. So they slow the mitochondria down, they shift the neurotransmitters. And to speak in a simpler language, they lower your serotonin, your GABA, your, and they really dysregulate your dopamine. This is when people are like, oh, hang on, why do I have depression because of my leaky gut? Yes. And I have a chronic inflammation. Yes. It's this deadly circle, this permeability, or like these tiny holes, maybe if this is easier to imagine, they give you an immune alarm, they cause this inflammation, and then you have the barrier damage and you have even more permeability. Like it's a rabbit hole, and as this barrier loosens, the body also begins reacting more towards foods, and this causes what? Allergic reactions. So it's kind of this also this very, very weird circle where you feel like, do I have an allergy now that caused my leaky gut, or did the leaky gut create these reactions? So maybe, and then at a certain point, it's often both feeding into each other, and it's very hard to break that cycle, and very important at the same time.
Nowadays, I know in our area in America, it's like so many people have allergies. You go into school systems and they are so careful what they bring into the schools. Like they don't even allow cupcakes anymore for your birthday because there are so many people with peanut allergies, soy allergies, this allergy, that allergy. And when, if you remember when we were kids, did you ever really think about kids, your friends or anybody that had like these allergies? I don't remember anybody.
Me neither, Stacey. And that is the point where I'm saying you don't know where it comes from. Is it caused because you already have a leaky gut, or did you eat a very long time food which is poisoning you, and then allergy started because your body is really trying to tell you, hey, don't eat that, it's not good for me. And then it's you don't even know where the problems are. And then people do take PPIs, as I said, this anti-acid medications, maybe easier to understand, and that feeds even more into the problem. So maybe you want to speak a little bit about a few factors which we can. We talked about allergies, but there is a lot of factors actually which cause this, which are causing this leaky gut and these problems. Might be interesting for the people who are listening to like understand where does it actually come from and what can I do to avoid it, and what factors are those? Let's dig into that a little deeper. So it can of course be caused through medications and clinical factors, when you have to take antibiotics for a long time, and they often disrupt the microbial diversity. And that is one issue. And sometimes you can't do anything about it. You have to take antibiotics, but then you have to make sure to build back up that microbial diversity. And that's, we later speak about prebiotics and stuff like that. But let's dig deeper into what it causes. So also the hidden antibiotics in in food, and also it resides in some supply chains, resides in persistent animal products, and really make sure you choose antibiotic-free products to help to reduce this this issue or this danger, so to speak. Then we discussed it already. PPIs, acid blockers, right? They load the stomach acid, but on the other hand, poor protein and mineral absorption happens. So downstream, the barrier stress, then post-infection and immune activation, like viral illness can really upregulate the permeability of your gut. And of course, also post-vaccination symptoms, you know, when it spikes. And this is really, and we read that more and more and more and more that this is evolving. When these post-vaccine symptoms they persist, they coordinate, really coordinate with your doctor and try to understand for the evaluation and how you are able to support that, because you cannot wait. It will not like cure on its own. You really need to do something about it. Food additives, we talked about that, right? Ultra processed food, emulsifiers, is a big problem, and it really fires up the inflammation and feeds into the leaky gut syndrome. Gums, xanthan gums, collagen, artificial sweeteners, they shift microbes in the gut. And then, of course, industrial seed oils. Right. Also, really, it's a pro-inflammatory product. You really gotta be careful. Alcohol, not to talk about that. I mean, it's quite clear. Environmental and lifestyle issues. Make sure that you know you don't consume too much pesticides. Meaning, if you cannot afford, if you can't get an apple which is organic, very simple example, make sure you wash it properly before that. But also make sure that you try to avoid this environmental zones where it is loaded with toxins, and we know all of us, we know many of them. So again, as well, in lifestyle, chronic psychological stress, sleep that can cause leaky gut. And you need to make sure that you know your system, your nervous system can calm down so the whole system can recover. Yeah, in short, medications, food, processed foods, sweeteners, artificial flavors, all these kind of things. And of course, then food intolerances. You can have per se a food intolerance, like you know, you can't tolerate lactose, for example. A lot of people can't tolerate lactose. So they have to take lactate-free products, but they don't know it. So they take lactose products for years and they always feel bloated. And then after a while, it causes a leaky gut. And then we come back to the discussed topic where we said, okay, where does it come from? Does it come from the allergy, or what did it actually cause? So what you can really try is to understand when you react, when does my body react, to avoid that it really comes down to the leaky gut problem. And then also make sure that you have the whole fungal topic under control, fungal overgrowth, so to speak, you know, any kind of mold or mycotoxins that could be in your house, in your wall, in a wet corner. Are they also nuts? So you just have to be very careful what you consume to make sure that you don't feed into that.
So the basic message is that it can come from more than one thing. You could be doing different things, and all these things combined can be really, causing the problem that you have with your leaky gut. And and the more that you're taking all these different things that have these unhealthy, lack of sleep, or artificial sweeteners or alcohol or all these things, it just builds up and builds up, and some people get it worse, and or even you could be doing it a little and it just builds up and you get it bad as well, because everybody's body reacts differently. But it's you really have to be aware of what we're putting in our bodies. Now, how do we know that we're reacting, to without guessing for years?
Yeah, that's very important. We just mentioned that, or I just mentioned that you want to listen to your body when you feel bloated. It's already an indication. Oh, I had milk. I had this yogurt. Oh, I feel bloated. Oh, I had gluten. I can maybe not. Maybe I can't tolerate gluten. Or I had this, and again, I feel bloated. Or again, I have acidic feelings, or I don't. Or feel unwell. And very often it can also be like an intolerance towards histamine. very often people say, oh, I eat a tomato and then I have this reaction and then I have cramps in my tummy and I feel unwell. This is a clear indication. So first, listen to your body, right? And then if you like, even if I listen to my body, because you're already in this rabbit hole as discussed, you may want to just really make a foundational screen, and you really discuss with your doctor, with your healthcare provider, to make a celiac panel, to really check on yourself and understand, go to the bottom of it, try to figure out what allergies you're intolerant to. You know, when history suggests immediate reactions like throat symptoms, rapid onset, or like you got to check on that, and you may want to see, and you may also don't want to, you may do not know what food or what food combination you were allergic to. Then an elimination and the reintroduction protocol, you know, just really write down what you eat, what you, why you, when you react and how you react for any kind of suspected intolerances. Again, lactose, gluten, sensitive for high histamine foods, those are the most common things. And then you can do hydrogen or methane breath tests. Like, very often it's very easy, that you can really easy way to understand when symptoms do fit, and to understand what is causing you the issues. Stool testing for inflammation, you know, digestion markers, and any kind of microbial patterns. This can be easily figured out if you go for some stool testing. Nutrient status, coming back to our favorite topic, the blood picture, you know, how do my B vitamins, how does my iron look like, zinc and magnesium? Because if you have a leaky gut, you might have really differences here, despite your supplementing it, because your body can't hold it anymore. Yeah, and then you know you can do some CRP tests for systemic inflammations. There is a lot of things you can do, and easy things you can do. I'm a big fan of doing a stool testing and just really checking on true food allergies first, because the goal isn't endless testing. It's really try to precisely eliminate the things that cause you problems. I had a leaky gut, and I was just really eliminating for 6 months the things I was intolerant, and I built back my healthy environment of my gut. And then, believe it or not, I'm not intolerant anymore. So that's the good thing. The body can, you know, it repairs itself, and it doesn't mean if you can't have X or this or that, because it can be very frustrating. You like, oh my God, I can't, what could I eat? I can almost, you know, nothing anymore. Do it for 3 to 6 months, and then you'll see your body heals itself. That's the good news, you know, you can really support yourself.
I think a lot of people think once they're allergic to something or once they can't have something and it irritates them, they think that that's it. I can't eat that anymore. I'm allergic to it, and they go the rest of their lives not going near those foods. No, sorry, I'm allergic to this. I can't eat that, and it's something that happened in their childhood years and they're an adult now.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there is a lot of things you know you can do and support your gut on the run. And it's you know, let's say you can support your gut while we heal. And of course, you want to lower alcohol, you want to lower highly processed foods, you want to lower histamines, and you want to really consume freshly cooked meals. Be careful with fats, emphasize with cold pressed oils, avocados. This is really helpful. And you can have, if you're not, you know, carbs, you know, cooked or cooled potatoes, rice, or oats, if tolerated, is a very good way to heal, you know, to support the gut while we heal. Make sure you have the right proteins, clean, simple, prepared, and coming back, making sure you don't have extra antibiotics while you have
Yeah.
your proteins, right? Then you go
Yeah.
for spice and herbs like ginger, turmeric, fennel, peppermint, cardamom. They really gentle comfort your gut. And then you want to have polyphenol-rich plants, blueberries, pomegranate, leafy greens. Really, and even green tea, it really supports that. And you know, if you're lactose intolerant, just make sure
Yeah.
that you have really lactase-treated dairy or avoid dairy. And it's not bad. You can have a lot of nice milk alternatives nowadays, or yogurt
Yeah.
alternatives, right? It's not that you have to suffer, you can't enjoy it anymore. And then make sure you rebuild the diversity when your symptoms cool down. So add
Yeah.
prebiotic fibers and reintroduce fermented food if tolerated, small amounts of sauerkraut juice, for example, or kefir alternatives. Yeah, and then broaden your plant diversity and see, oh, can I tolerate again tomatoes? How does it feel? And make sure that you maintain your minerals, your zinc and your magnesium, and the lifestyle, right? Eat
Yes.
unrushed, chew well, don't eat dinners too late. It's all these things we know. Sleep well, make sure that you have your pre, pro, and postbiotic balance. And then you can really you can cure yourself. It's not such a big deal, but you need to have a little bit of discipline. And there is one book I actually really want to recommend for people who are suffering from with the leaky gut symptoms, who can be
Yeah.
terrible, very terrible, because we will talk about that shortly. You know, the gut is the first brain. And
Yeah.
when I had this symptoms and I didn't understand what was going on in my body. I
Yeah.
was reading the book from actually a German woman, and it's also available in the US. She's called Julia Enders, and the name is Gut. The Inside Story, I believe. Yeah, The Inside Story of Our Body's Most Underrated Organ. It's a fantastic book. It's actually fun to read, and it
Yeah.
goes to all the topics you don't want to discuss, because it's a little bit intimidating, but it's great and it's to the point. So for anybody who wants to have good support, explanations, and solutions, read that book.
Wow. I think I'm going to go read that book. That sounds like a great book.
I send it to you. I talk to my friend Amazon, and I make sure you have it. You will enjoy it. It's really, really great knowledge, and it's fun to read. She did a great job here.
That sounds amazing. Now, you say often that the gut is the first brain. Like, can you go more into depth about that and discuss that with us?
Yes, I love that. And actually, we should have discussed it at the beginning of the podcast because it's so important. But I first wanted the people to understand what the leaky gut actually is,
Yeah.
and that they may understand that, oh, I'm suffering from depressions, and it comes from a total different area than, I'm taking psychopharmaca and I just have a leaky gut and it gets
Yeah.
worse. So that was important for me, that the listeners would understand that there are so many symptoms which can lead back to the leaky gut. We don't even know. We're not even aware. But to answer
Right.
your question, why is the gut, it's called the second brain, I call it the first brain, because it's the enteric nervous system, is the network inside our digestive tract, and it contains about, listen now, 100 million neurons. I mean, it
Wow.
operates independently from the brain, Stacy, right? Like
Wow.
our gut operates independently from the brain in our skull, and sends it sends more information up the vagus nerve than it receives down. So, and that
Wow.
gives the answer already. You know, around 90%, and this is now important, of serotonin, and 50%, if I'm not mistaken, of dopamine, they are made in the gut. Listen again, around 90% of serotonin and 50% of dopamine are made in the gut. So, when the microbiome is balanced, it produces short chain fatty acids. that reduce inflammation and it nourishes the lining. So this literally behaves like a collective intelligent that co-regulates our mood, immunity, and metabolism. So when this is disturbed after infection, stress, poor diets, undiagnosed allergies, the communication between gut and brain fades. So we lose clarity, intuition, emotional stability. From a spiritual perspective, the gut is the seat of our intuition, where truth whispers first. We always say that, right? You know, oh, my gut tells me, or I had a gut feeling that. So, you know, trauma and prolonged stress mutes that voice. And that, via chronic sympathetic drive, and we stop hearing ourselves, and that causes anxiety. Just very practical, stress, EMF, overexposed, shallow mouth breathing, they reduce the vaginal tone. And so simple practices like proper nasal breathing, longer exhales, time away from devices, singing, humming, they raise the vagal tone and they reopen that gut-brain channel in case you also have that feeling, because that caused at the time for me a lot of anxiety. I really felt disconnected. And then, it makes sense when you see that you have 100 million neurons in your digestive tract.
That's amazing. That is so amazing. Now, how do we start rebuilding? So we talked a little about that earlier on. We were talking about how to slowly take the foods away that are irritating us. We have to pay attention to what we're eating, see what agrees, what disagrees with our body, and start revamping our diet and our way of living, and maybe putting more sleep into our diet and stuff like that. Like for someone who wants to start, rebuilding their whole leaky gut, or they want to start improving their body and have better digestive system and overall health, what can they do to start rebuilding?
So think of your gut like a little garden. So you want to really consider, and we all know that, prebiotics, because they are your fibers, our bacteria eat. When they ferment them, they create short-chain fatty acids such as butyrate and literal fuel for the cell's lining, the colon, and they help to seal this barrier. Then probiotics, they are kind of living microbes that help to nudge the ecosystem towards balance. And but of course, only if the soil is ready, coming back to this idea of the garden. So you need to make sure that you prepare your soil well with prebiotics. Then coming to postbiotics, they are very beneficial compounds. Those microbes, they make, they're the chemical messengers that calm the immune system down and help repair tissue. So when this fermentation orchestra kind of plays in tune, inflammation cools and the gut wall becomes resilient again. And if this is out of tune, gas, bloating, carvings, irritations, even poor sleep. So really the best therapy is diversity in food, real food, rhythmic meals, sunshine, movement, connection with nature, hydrating a lot, and feeding your microbiomes. It's like feeding life itself. And one thing I want to say here, because when I it's very important to point that out, when I was in the US, or I lived in the US for a while, I saw that a lot of these prebiotics, postbiotics, drinks, and even pills, coming back to the filler topic, are really poisoning like themselves. What is it's crazy. Sometimes you buy a prebiotic and the first thing you read is xanthan gum. Jesus Christ. For real? This is impossible. I mean, please turn the bottles, make sure you don't have fillers in them, and make sure you take good stuff. And then when you take prebiotics, postbiotics, or probiotics, also make sure that they're not overloaded with sugar, right? You really want to read even if it's living cultures or if it's in pills, you want to make sure you actually don't make your condition worse than better. That's something you really have to make sure when you try to support and help yourself that you
Yeah.
don't get the wrong products.
I think a lot of people just think about in America especially, they just keep pushing the probiotics, but they don't really talk a lot about prebiotics or postbiotics. And you really need all three. And a lot of people don't realize that. And if I mention like a prebiotic, they're like, what is that? Because all they hear about is, probiotic, probiotic, probiotic. And like you said, they're in drinks now, they're in energy drinks, they're in this drink, they're in that drink. Everywhere you turn, you see them and they're making all these different types of products. And a lot of people just, like I said earlier in this question, people don't understand that the importance of prebiotic, postbiotic, and to have all three combined.
Yes, or just use them when you know, for example, oh, I have an operation, I have a kind of surgery, a heavy surgery coming. You can really build up your gut, like like going to the gym with prebiotics, and then making sure you don't take them too long, because then when you really need antibiotics when you have a surgery, it might not work, right? So it might interfere. So that is a general problem. But you need to be careful. But you can help and support yourself when you, for example, you know, oh, I'm gonna run a marathon, and I really want to make sure that my gut is prepared too. Prebiotics are great, and after the marathon, you want to make sure you have postbiotics, or after a heavy, heavy antibiotic treatment, or after being diagnosed with the leaky gut, you really want to make sure you go into prebiotics or postbiotics. Sorry, postbiotics after this, whatever kind of conditions or whatever kind of medications you had to take, or you were really sick for a long while. And it can also, of course, you can see, and sometimes you see it on your skin, you know, when your gut is not okay, you have skin irritations too. So yes, I do agree. These three types of biotics are important to consider, and not only one.
I think so too. And you often mention the vagus nerve when you talk about healing. For anyone who hasn't heard about that term, can you tell them, tell them what it is?
That is such a great question, because the vagus nerves, the vagus nerve is the main communication highway between the gut and the brain. And most of the people really don't know that. They have heard about the vagus nerve, and they understand that if this gets triggered, you can become unconscious, even your heart could stop beating. Now, again, the vagus nerve is the main communication highway between your gut and your brain. So when it's toned and active, digestion flows, inflammation stays low, mood feels cool and centered, chronic stress releases cortisol and adrenaline, which tighten the gut and divert blood away from digestion. So over time, that weakens repair and increases, of course, permeability on the other hand. So stress is really a major factor. And stress, again, cortisol, adrenaline, that's why we very often say, oh, my tummy hurts, or when we're excited, or even kids like, oh, I'm excited, I have a test tomorrow, my tummy hurts. And why does your tummy hurt? Not because you ate something wrong. You know, does it make sense? Because you have so much cortisol and adrenaline that you really have cramps in your tummy. It's not because of food. It really is because of the communication highway between gut and brain. So, and there's a lot of practices you can really stimulate your vagus nerve. Deep breathing, again, humming, chanting, laughing, even, you know, the signal safety to the body. So they basically, there are even laughing therapies out there. You know, they tell every cell that you can heal now. And the vagus nerve basically is the biological bridge between awareness and restoration. The moment we exhale consciously, biologically listens.
I love that. I love that. Now, you warned about the filler trap. What is it and why does it matter?
So most people think of fillers, only in supplements, and you and I discussed it at length. But they're actually everywhere in modern food, right? They're supplement fillers, excipients like magnesium stearate. Yes, they're in food too, not only in supplement. Titanium dioxide, talc, silicon dioxide, artificial colors, flavors, food emulsifiers and textures. They're very common in the US. You need to make sure, and we talked about gums like Xanthan gums and carrageenan and polysorbate. There is a lot of food emulsifiers out there. And you really want to make sure if it's written, even you say, oh, this is a very fancy word. I don't understand what, for example, mono diglycerides are. What is that? It's a food emulsifier or a texture, is it? And you really want to stay away from that. And of course, as well, preservatives and artificial sweeteners or seed oil-based stabilizers. And why it matters biologically, these compounds, they thin your mucus. They alter this tight junction signaling we spoke about, which is protecting your, which is literally protecting your whole body that no toxins are released into your bloodstream. Because if this, as we said previously and in the beginning, if this is not tight anymore, a lot of toxins are released into your bloodstream. That's why it's very important to look into that. And also, there is a lot of stuff out there which add like a detox load to the liver. Is already, it's hormones and environmental chemicals, post-inflammatory byproducts. So if someone, for example, recovering from post-virus stress, burnout, or gut imbalances, you really, really want to make sure that you avoid these substances. Like, really, 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 like, make sure you don't take them because you can't calm your gut environment down. And so why, clean label isn't just marketing, it's neurology and immunology, a calm gut and fewer danger signals to the brain means a steadier mood and good energy. Just very short, when I realized that even my health really depends, and my feeling towards myself really depends on the happiness of my gut. And that's also why, of course, we remove them from all of our supplements. Didn't even have to remove them. We never integrated them. That is why we have this filler-free philosophy. But again, it's not only about supplements. It's really, really important that you make sure that you do not have them in your food as well. And they are everywhere in the US.
Everywhere. It's a, that's a discussion I can go on forever about, but there's so many people getting so sick because of all those fillers and all those different types of foods, and they allow them and they don't restrict them. But you go to countries, in Europe, and they're restricted. Our food, a good portion of our food is not allowed to be sold in America, and it's very sad. Now, you built Nude around the philosophy of purity. How does that live inside your formulas? Because you mentioned that you don't put them in there. That's not even an option. But what's the foundation?
The foundation generally for that is my belief that, and not only my belief, scientifically based, it harms you, full stop. That's why we do not have them in there. On the other hand, it's ethics. Make sure when somebody, people are investing money for to support their health and not to destroy it further. So that is why we really wanted to make sure that our products are pure. And of course, we also worked on products supporting these leaky gut issues or supporting discomfort and making sure, coming back to, how can I support with prebiotics, my God, that this is not even happening. You don't want to wait until it's too late. So that's why we have, for example, our digestive herbs, where we put fennel, cardamom, peppermint, ginger, in there for, to support digestive comfort and gut balance, and also to promote metabolic function and nutrient absorption. That's also important because when you have a leaky gut, that's another spiral. Then when you have issues, then you're not able to absorb the nutrients properly. So you already have the issues, and on top you have a poor absorption. And then again, this is the very bad downward circle. Yeah,
It
then we build Neuraflame with curcumin and ginkgo, to really support a healthy inflammatory response. And of
is.
course, also mental clarity. But if you're already inflamed and you want to make sure that to calm your inflammation, you have a great option here to combine nootropics and like ginkgo and curcumin, which is super to support inflammatory response and also your immune system. And then, of course, the Genius Mushrooms and Genius Mushrooms 2.0. It's like this adaptogenic formula that really supports resilience and cellular energy. And you can, of course, also for the Genius Mushroom 2.0, you can add a great almond milk, or you can stir it into your yogurt. So you can really mix adaptogens with great prebiotic cultures to support your gut, to really nurture your gut from inside out. Basically, together, these few products, they bridge gut, mitochondria, mind in a kind of, build a biointelligent cycle of balance. So one thing is to have no fillers. The other thing is we really try to make sure to have a few products as well that support the gut health.
I love that. I love that. Now, let's end where you always bring us, and that's where science meets spirit. Explain that to people, what that means to you.
The ancient traditions, they call this the fire of life. It's when you really, we just talked about the highway, right, between the gut and the brain. And when we breathe consciously, when we eat consciously, when we choose pure inputs, we bring our biology back into coherence. And you can feel that. Just you can even measure it. Just place your hand in your belly, one in your heart, and breathe slowly through your nose. Feel that rise and fall. This is your first brain listening. So each aware breath reactivates the vagal circuits and tells your immune system, stand down, hey, you're safe. So it's not only what you eat, and it's not only what you not eat. There's a lot more.
Yes, that's so true. That's so true. If you had to take today's conversation and you wanted to emphasize on some important factors, what are some of the things today that you'd want people to, remember from our conversation today?
In short, any kind of inflammation is a big problem, or any kind of dysfunctional or lack of connection causes a lot of issues for you. And please look into the root, not only into the symptom. That is my main message. If there is a symptom, okay, what is the root? Work with that. Come from and why, and then you discover the real reasons behind, and you're able to heal. I've seen people destroying their lives, and meaning literally destroying their lives and ending up in psychiatries because of a leaky gut. Because depression kicked in, and heavy depression kicked in, very dark thoughts came. And people were, they get then a psychopharmaca on top, which is, of course, then weakening further the whole system and not treating at all where the problem comes from. What I really want people to consider is, and I wish we can inspire them with the communication and the great talk we had, to look and listen to symptoms and then find the root, because then you get reconnected with your body. Inflammation loses its power when awareness returns, and that's
Yes.
everywhere, the case in
Yeah.
all terms of life.
Now, where can people find your products?
Yeah, we are on online on www.noot.us, noot.us, and then you find us on Instagram at noot.world. And by the way, you can use the code STACY25. You get 25% off of your first order. So enjoy the products. And if you have any questions, you can reach out to, of course, you, Stacey, to you, to your team, but also to us. We try to answer any kind of inquiries, questions, thoughts, concerns, with a lot of love and detail. So we're happy to hear from you and to connect with you and to grow our community for the mindful and the bold.
I love that. I love that so much. I think this was great. I love how you explained today about the leaky gut and why it's, probiotics and why, prebiotics and postbiotics are so important, and what we put in our mouths and how we feed ourselves plays such a huge role also. And also remembering, how to keep calm and how not to let stress overwhelm you in life, because we all have stress in life, but we can't let ourselves get to the point where it starts to destroy us, because 100% of illnesses are caused by stress. So it's so important to re remember how to live a well-balanced life and include good health and include, supplements for things that you lack in your life, things that are deficient in your body, and how you could actually, really turn your life around by balancing your life in all areas of your life. And it can make such a huge difference in how you feel, how you think. Like we talked about brain fog, we talked about clarity, we talked about all these different things, depression, how we take care of our bodies play a huge role, and we can actually heal our bodies. And people, don't have to just settle for what, how they're feeling, that they can actually change the way they feel, and their bodies can heal themselves if we put the right components in our body and we live the correct lifestyle. So I thank you so much for coming on the show. And if this was helpful, hit follow, leave a 5-star review, and share this with someone who needs science-backed hope. And I'm Stacey Chalemi, and I thank you so much for being on the show. This has been a wonderful episode, and you are a wonderful person, and I love you so much. You're just so caring, and you bring so much light and compassion in what you do, and I thank you.
I thank you too, Stacey. Thank you for giving me the stage to speak. I hope we inspire a lot of people and help them to feel and live their best life.
Oh, I think we definitely will. And I've been taking your products and I definitely feel better. So I am one person that could vouch for your products because they are wonderful. I see the difference in myself. So it's working.
That's the
Oh,
best. That's the best. Thank you, Stacey. You take care. It was great to speak with you today.
same here. Thank you.